When Sheriff Chip Harding heard about the brutal murders of Derek and Nancy Haysom in 1985, he was busy investigating a big cocaine case in Charlottesville. He knew only what he had heard from the media. The Haysom's daughter, Elizabeth, and her boyfriend, Jens Suhring, were honor students at the University of Virginia. But when they became suspects in the case, they left the country. 9 months later, they were arrested for check fraud in England and confessed to the murders. Elizabeth later withdrew her claim.
She said, "I did it. I got off on it." And the interrogator stopped and said, "Stop kidding around or don't be silly," and went on to tell me more about Jens. I'm going, "Really? That happened?"
Suhring, whose dad worked at the German consulate in Detroit, said he thought he had diplomatic immunity and confessed to save his first love from execution. Harding didn't believe it. But this year, Suhring's lawyer asked the sheriff of Albemarle County to take a closer look at the case. Harding spent more than 200 hours talking with experts, meeting Suhring in prison, reading books, trial transcripts, forensic and police reports.
My wife thinks I lost my mind because I was bringing everything home, putting it on the dining room table on weekends and in the evenings working on it.
The prosecution insisted Suhring acted alone, and typo blood found at the crime scene was his. But scientists now say that blood did not come from either of the victims or from Jens Suhring. In fact, they say two blood samples came from two men not previously identified. An FBI profiler had originally suspected Elizabeth. In letters to Jens, she said she despised her parents and wished them dead. Harding weighed the options.
Was it Elizabeth who, according to the psychologist, had mental illness? She admittedly used, and her friends agreed, heroin, LSD, and marijuana on a regular basis. She would have had the local contacts in that drug world. Well, you got Jens Suhring, a non-drug user, pops on in the University of Virginia and then meets this beautiful, drop-dead, gorgeous girl. And he's been a geek his whole life, and he thinks he's fallen in love.
During the trial, prosecutor Jim Updike called an expert witness to the stand. Robert Hallett knew about tire tracks, but the judge ruled he was not an expert on footprints. Still, he was allowed to testify that a bloody sock print at the crime scene was a perfect match for Suhring's foot. Jurors figured there was science behind that claim.
We now have national experts that have said that's hogwash. It should never even been allowed in front of the jury. And why the defense team didn't bring in experts to refute that's beyond me.
One possible explanation, Suhring's lawyer was later disbarred, admitting a mental disability at the time of the Bedford trial. During the course of his research, Sheriff Harding found another mention of Robert Hallett, the man who made claims about footprints.
I found another case that he had testified in about a shoe print and the gait the guy walked, which again is beyond science, and that man was given the death penalty. And thank goodness he wasn't executed because 18 years later, DNA exonerated him.
And he blasts Prosecutor Updike for, quote, outrageous conduct.
And he may argue, well, I prosecute cases and defense is there to defend cases. A whole lot of prosecutors, you know, they're feeling that community pressure. And once they feel like they've got the right person on trial, they go for it.
Now, in a 19-page letter to the governor, Harding makes the case that Suhring should be pardoned. Terry McAuliffe recently claimed he'd seen no reason to free Suhring, but Harding hopes his work will change the governor's mind. I'm Sandy Houseman.